are back with WWGH Radio's Red, White, and Blue Extravaganza Stars Galore here tonight at WWGH Radio. Scott Spears along with Sean Kraft here in the studio. We are having a time here tonight on the 4th of July Eve. Sean, how you doing?
Wonderful here this evening.
Has this not been the best 4th of July celebration you've ever been to on radio?
I think so.
Stars galore tonight.
Yes, they was lining up out the door out there tonight.
This has been one big party.
One big shindig.
You know, usually on Friday nights, it's a little weak around here. But tonight, tonight we made a hit show.
It's number one.
We still got an hour to go. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you right now. You know, earlier on, I had an argument on the air, and I hated to have an argument on the air.
So tell me about the argument.
Well, people said, you know, things that were untrue. I don't want to get totally into it, but it happened. You have to listen to it. And I was right and they were wrong, but, you know, it's one of those things.
So what was the subject about?
Well, what happened was for 2 weeks, there was somebody missing from a show.
Okay.
And somehow, this got blamed on me. Clearly, it was not my fault.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think it was.
Oh.
But you would have believed that it was my fault.
Huh.
But I don't think it was.
So, what? So is this person... Okay, so is this person that had an argument with you, she thought it was your fault?
Oh, yeah, she thought it was my fault. Oh. Tried to blame it all on me. She was hurt, is what happened. She was hurt. And she, I, you know, she just wouldn't admit that, but she clearly was hurt.
Well, did you do it on purpose?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that type of guy. I'm a nice gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
You have doubts?
Well, I knew you for 20-some years.
And you have doubts?
No. You're a pretty good, you're a cool guy.
I think people are lucky to know me. Are you excited about the cookout tomorrow night? We've got a cookout of epic proportions tomorrow.
I'm going to be there at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
You'll be an hour late. Wow. Food will be gone.
Food will be gone out the door.
I'm excited. We got so many people coming to this thing tomorrow. It's going to be huge.
Just make sure you have your air on tomorrow. Please have your air on tomorrow. I don't want to...
Oh, thank God we're getting a phone call.
Yeah.
Isn't this exciting? I know I'm excited. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, why don't we just settle this little disagreement with Abby? Why don't you get us a wrestling ring there and get you guys in there and have a match between you and Abby there, huh?
You know, did you hear that earlier on the air?
What's that?
The argument that her and I had?
No, what is she bickering you? What is she hassling you about now?
You know, I don't know. She's got problems, and I you know, I've tried to tell her, you know, she might need some medication, but she just doesn't listen.
She's a violent woman.
Very violent. Boy, you've got it right. I've taken more abuse than you can imagine.
I guess you do, I'll tell you. And she's really defensive, I mean.
Oh.
Wow.
I can't say hello without having a lawyer with me in the morning.
Boy, you got that right. I mean, she'd be a heck of a wrestler now.
Well, you
take
know,
you in the ring and tie you up.
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you, she's just so angry all the time. I don't know where that anger comes from, but I've tried to take her to several psychiatrists to get some help with this.
Oh, that ain't working. I imagine I don't think there's any medication out there strong enough to tame her, isn't it?
No, and you've heard her. I mean, you know, this is not me making this up. I mean, I didn't even say her name, and you knew who I was talking about.
Yeah, she has her good points, but, boy, sometimes she gets right out of line and needs to be brought back in line there.
Well, thank goodness I'm here to put her back in line when this happens.
I'm telling you, we need to get a wrestling ring out and just have a brawl to settle it all.
Brawl to settle... she's always challenging me to stuff. Like, she wanted to take me to a frisbee golf today or something. And, I just don't have that kind of time. I can't be going around with her.
Oh, I'm telling you. Now, they get that where, you know, they want to be competitive and then they want to drag you into stuff they know you can't win at.
Well, that's right. She knows she can't win.
She's never... Listen, we one time competed. One time we competed with a game in a classroom. And I beat her so badly that she still... I think she still got the bruises from the game that she lost. She's a sore loser. And I say that in the nicest way.
Like I said, Scott, there's nothing wrong, but you know, sometimes you just gotta look over. You gotta let her, you know, spill her venom, then, you know, move on, and then try to, anyways.
Well, I couldn't agree more with you, and I appreciate the call. And thank you.
You bet, buddy.
All right, stay well.
Bye-bye.
Well, I think that's one in my column. Cha-ching.
Wait a minute here. Okay, so that's you and him on her. Okay,
I know she's not listening because if she was, she'd be dialing the phone right now. She's got a feisty side to her.
I know who she is. Yeah,
I wonder if Michelle's listening.
I don't know. Oh.
Michelle, if you're out there listening, call in because you were here today for that whole scuttlebutt. Give us a call because do you agree with what the gentleman just said? If you're out there listening, Michelle, I know Michelle, you don't like to call in. I know you're probably at home, you know. Playing Scrabble or something. Call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, she was a witness to the accident.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So she can tell the truth. I trust Michelle to tell the truth. Michelle's an honest person.
Okay.
Unlike Abby, who's just full of lies.
Why, so what kind of... He said he was spitting venom at you. So what?
Oh, she was spitting venom heavy.
Yeah, so what did she actually say? That it was not true.
Oh, she was off the wall crazy. Off the wall crazy is what she was.
What'd she say to you?
I'm sure I'll hear about this conversation, but I didn't start this conversation, did I?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't think I said anything bad.
I'm sure
I'll hear back.
So what exactly was this so heavy? Heavy talk, venom.
I told you she was upset because she felt that I had done something, but I don't think I did do it.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe Michelle or she, Abby will call in if she's out there listening.
Yeah, we got...
Set the record straight.
47. I'm all right for people setting the record straight. Heaven knows. Yeah. So, or if anybody heard that conversation, there was a lady, one of our great long-term listeners who I know heard that conversation. Hey, if you heard this, what do you think of it? 740-383-9944, because I don't want to have a leftover grudge. You don't want to have a grudge going into the fourth.
Right, no grudges.
No, we want to be kind, honest, generous people.
Right. And, you know, she was just telling you like it is.
Who?
Abby.
What's she going to tell me?
No, she was. That's probably what it was. She was telling you like it was.
Oh, she's insane. She's insane. God bless her heart. But I appreciated that she did call earlier because we had that honest conversation on the air. Yeah. And that's what you need to do. You got to be honest. You got to be on the air. You got to be forthright with people. And you can't snow people.
But anyway, speaking of Michelle, and I'm telling you, the root beer stand.
We all love the root beer stand.
Love that.
She brought me some strawberry pie earlier on. That was delicious.
You know, next time I go there, I'm going to have a root beer float.
Delicious.
Yes. So, Michelle is doing a good job of running that place.
I think so. I like them both.
Yeah.
It's just one of them gets out of line every so often. just like the caller said.
She spits venom.
I didn't say that. Now, I want that marked down on record that I did not say that. Did I?
No, the caller did.
The caller did. Because they'll try to blame this on me. I know how this works.
Oh, man.
All of a sudden, I said that people were spitting venom.
Oh, yeah.
How did this end up part of the 4th of July special?
I don't know. I'm not sure how we got on that subject, but...
Well, if you're still out there listening, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We always enjoy hearing about your 4th of July plans or what you think of this program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, and we'd love to hear from you. And we've had a lot of fun tonight here, 4th of July Eve.
They say. But you know what? I wanted to bring this up to you. I think it's awesome that we only have to have one license plate now.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I'd bring that up. Because you know why? Because now on the front, is it the front license plate you don't have to have?
But yes, I think you can get rid of the front one.
So the front one, you can put like a Ohio State or whatever you want on there.
Probably.
Yeah.
Don't you think this is how radio should be, though?
What, like talk, like...
Like, not planned.
Well, yeah, you just go to the seat of your pants.
Right. There are not... People pretend like this is rocket science. It's not.
No, it's just so... It just plays out on its own.
Right. And yeah. You have a conversation... People want to hear a real conversation. They don't want to hear us pretending to, this is 97.6, the bomb here tonight. No. Phony. Yeah. We don't need that.
No, it's scripted. I hate scripted stuff.
That's because you have no memory.
That is true, I guess. I do. I can remember how back in the days. Remember back in the days that we used to do the scripts. Anyways, I had a script and you had a script, and we used to do the television and all that. Remember back in the days?
I could remember scripts.
Yeah, I cannot. I could not be in Hollywood. There's no way in heck.
For a lot of reasons. Hey, but you do. We gave you a nickname tonight. Now let people know who are just
call me Fatso.
No.
That's
no.
What your nickname me
no,
was.
No. Whoa. Pump the brakes. Let's go back and start this over again. Now what happened?
You said you call me Fatso. Matter of fact, you put it on the live mic twice. You did it at Burger King and at Wendy's. All those.
Well, isn't that how you got the name? You were at Burger King and Wendy's. Think about it. No, tell people how it really happened.
Well, I was going to call myself Fast Domino, but you wouldn't let me, so you said, no, Fatso.
Right, because he's dead.
See, if he's dead, why can't I use it?
Because he was a real person. People know who Fats Domino was. He was a legendary singer. He was classic. He was Blueberry Hill.
I'm bringing his spirit back. Keeping him alive.
He's dead.
Keeping him alive like these all his Elvis Presleys.
But there is no Fatso. So you can be Fatso.
I'm sure there's Fatsos.
I'm sure there are, but none who currently have that nickname.
No, I'm talking about, I'm sure there's a Fatso celebrity out there.
Well, we don't know him.
Probably in Hollywood somewhere.
So you can be Fatso Kraft.
But what if he's dead then?
Are you dying soon?
No, I'm saying, you said Fatso, but it wasn't his name. What if somebody's name is Fatso, and he's dead?
I don't care. But if we don't know him, it doesn't matter. Does it?
No, not really, I guess, in a way.
But people will tell me I'm rude, but I'm not.
You are.
No, jeez. What do you be called? String bean?
String bean.
You tell me what you want to be called, and we'll go with it.
Oh, let's see here. What could I call myself? Stud Muffin Craft.
Stud Muffin.
Craft.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
It don't work.
Try again.
Try again.
Try again.
Oh, man. Sean Dog.
Nope.
Too lame.
Too lame. Does anybody have a nickname for this fool? 740-383-9944. I'm just trying to help you out. Fool, fatso, whatever. 740-383-9944. Any nicknames for this man? He clearly cannot come up with one on his own.
Kool-Aid.
You don't like the ones that I give you.
I'm Kool-Aid. That's what I'm going to call myself.
I always like Pumbaa.
I'm not calling myself Pumbaa.
What's wrong with Pumbaa?
Oh, yes, you used to call me Pumbaa Kraft.
What's wrong with Pumbaa?
That's what you used to say to me all the time, Pumbaa Kraft.
I think people like Pumbaas. Don't they?
I don't know. What is a Pumbaa?
You look like one. That's what I understood.
Who said that?
Some little Latin fellow.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what I understood.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
Boy, this is a really live radio show tonight.
Oh, it sure is.
Can you believe the party going on in the other room right now? I hope we get in there.
Hey, Martha, bring me some pie.
You want some more pie?
Yes.
That's how you got the nickname.
Hey, speaking of pie, what is your favorite pie?
Oh, my favorite pie. Probably blueberry.
Really?
Flats Domino. I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
I don't know anymore.
Isn't that how the song goes?
I think so. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's
all right, there you go. That's all you need to know.
That's a good song. Mine's probably apple. Apple pie.
Well, that's American apple pie. Isn't there a song called apple pie?
I think so.
I think it's called American pie.
American pie?
Bye-bye, Miss American pie.
Something blah, 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 blah.
Took your Chevy to the levee.
To the levee was dry.
But the levee was dry.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy.
What kind of drink? What's the American drink? You have apple?
Margarita.
It's not margarita. That's Latinos.
buy the margarita.
Margaritaville. That's mine. No, actually, my favorite drink... You talk about mixed drink or like regular...
I'm talking about an American, solid gold American drink for the 4th of July.
Bud Light.
If you're having, that's not an American drink. Can't give that to kids.
It's gold.
Can't give that to kids.
Oh, you're talking about for children.
Talk about for all. Old, young.
Probably fruit punch. You know how they used to put them in bowls and you just dip it out and...
That's not an American drink.
It's not?
Apple juice. That's American.
Apple juice is American?
Sure. Apple pie and apple juice.
All right.
That's as American as apple juice.
Let me tell you a little story. Let's get on a little bit of food since we're having food tomorrow. You know, I like taking milk and apple pie and dipping it in milk. It's really good. Have you tried that?
Not really.
Try it sometime.
I don't have time for that.
What are you doing?
I got other stuff going on.
Oh, you do?
Sure.
You're too busy.
Too busy. Can't possibly get involved in that.
You can't put that in your agenda.
Nope. Can't fit that in. It's the same thing like that syrup and peanut butter garbage that you try to do. Your arteries are so clogged with syrup and peanut butter right now.
Syrup. So you put a dollop of syrup and a dollop of peanut butter on the spoon and
what's
eat
a
it.
Dollop of syrup?
You just...
There's no dollop of syrup. There's a dollop of peanut butter.
You can do syrup too. You stick your spoon down there and... Or you can get the one that has the lid on and spray on it. You can get, like, either one.
I can't stand peanut butter. That whole thing just sounds
Why?
Disgusting.
Why? Peanut butter's delicious.
Oh, no, peanut butter's not good for you.
Peanut butter, it's good for you.
Your left ventricle will slam shut with peanut butter. I think we should sing some patriotic songs tomorrow at the cookout, but I don't know what songs we should sing. Yankee Doodle?
Probably Proud to be American.
No.
Why not?
You say everybody can't sing that. We got to have like old-fashioned songs.
God Bless the USA. Or is that what it is?
Same song.
Or Stars, Bingle, Banner.
Yeah, there's no words.
No words for that. Or, I don't know. What is the 4th of July songs, really? Besides that.
Well, we can all get up and say the pledge.
Oh, but we have to stay under God.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm not
After it's over tomorrow, we can go tear down some statues.
Jeez.
I feel that's something we should do tomorrow, don't you?
No vandalizing.
Oh, not vandalism. We're just going to push one over.
No, I don't believe in that stuff. I'm against all that crap right now.
What? Do you know we're on radio? I mean, do you know that this... We got a party going on in the other room, the likes of which nobody has ever seen. Have you ever seen a party like that?
No, it's so dead in here.
Dead?
I can't hear a word.
Can you hear that party going on?
Oh, I hear fireworks.
It's a party here tonight. Wasn't there a song like that? There was a party going on when I got there.
Really?
I think there was.
Oh.
There was a party going on tonight when I got here.
And there's a party going on somewhere.
It's raging out there.
Because we're not getting any calls.
Well, it's because they're shooting off fireworks somewhere. There's like 17 fingers that have been lost since we started doing this show.
Channel 10 was live in London, Ohio.
Oh, who cares? But give us a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you're out there listening, tell us what you're doing. Are fireworks going off in your neck of the woods?
Every night in my neck of the woods.
Is everybody out there? Do we have drivers for everybody? Are we going to have to call Red Cab?
I don't know. We might have to. More just walked in.
That's quite a party out there. I mean, they're out in the hall.
Yeah.
There's not even enough room in that room.
Yeah, way down the hall. Now, go down to the...
Can you believe we have a 4th of July like this? And then tomorrow we're going to have the actual holiday will be like this.
At your house.
Huh? Hey, your ventilator just kicked in. Oh, man.
Oh, that was
well, we're having
fun. That was good.
That's why we're here tonight. Holy mackerel.
That was good. You caught me off guard. And that was just like, wham. That's why you got the AP award.
That's why I got the AP award. Broadcast like this. Holy mackerel.
Oh, man.
It kicked in solid. I couldn't believe that. It stopped running. I thought you were going to die, but thank goodness it kicked back on there.
It does sound like one.
It's a 4th of July miracle. Yeah. Your ventilator's running now.
It's running.
Your ventilator's purring like a cat.
I'm good to go for another half hour.
You going
to
go in there into that party?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go get some cookies.
They're having cheese dip.
Cookies and peanut butter.
We're going into the party when this is over, by the way, folks, and we'll probably be raging till like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah, dancing.
Are they playing patriotic music in there?
I'm not sure what's going on in there, but there's something going on in there.
There's a lot of people in there. Yeah. Did you invite all those people?
No, I think just, you know, one person invites another person invites another. You know,
it turned into one of those things.
Yeah, it's just turned into one of those
things. Did you see the two kids over there? No,
they all had masks.
Did you ID them?
No, I did not.
Oh, I did.
But it looks like they all have masks because, you know, Indiana over 10 people.
Oh, we've got masks.
Yeah.
They're on the table, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. This is quite a party going on here tonight, folks. If you are not here, you are square. I mean, we've got it all. We've got root beer. We had Wendy's earlier on. We have a ventilator for anybody who gets a little out of breath. It's a night. What a show.
What a show.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We also learned tonight that some people have venom. Venom.
Yes.
For me.
Like snake.
Snake venom.
Yeah.
For me. Can you believe such a thing?
If it's toxic.
You know, I know toxic a lot of toxic venom. People. There's so many people who I just have to boot out of my life. I mean, honest to goodness, I have to boot them out. They won't leave.
You just got to boot them and...
Boot them out.
And then they come back to you.
They do. I don't know why.
It's
not that exciting.
It's like a suction cup.
It's a sickness. It's a sickness.
I don't know.
It's a deadly sickness.
Yep. Well, you know, you're just like a celebrity in this town.
Well, we called Lula over in LaRue today.
And she was watching SmackDown.
SmackDown is over now, though, thank goodness.
Hey, she never did call in.
Who?
Lula.
She was busy watching SmackDown.
Oh, it was over with, though.
Well, maybe she fell asleep.
You think so? She got her adrenaline going and fell asleep.
I think that's true.
You know, I'm not a big fan anymore nowadays of all that.
Of what?
Of wrestling.
Well, I used to be, but boy, it's been like 20 years since I've watched it.
Yeah, I used to go over to your house all the time. Used to have all the pay-per-views.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. Did we not have a lot of fun?
We did. I used to, my favorite wrestler was who? You remember?
Andre the Giant.
No, it wasn't Andre the Giant.
Yours, I thought because you wanted to look like him.
Yours was?
Who?
Ric Flair. You liked Ric Flair.
Probably not my favorite, though.
Who was your
ultimate? Oh, Bobby Heenan. Bobby Heenan.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Heenan, he was more of a manager.
I got to meet Bobby Heenan.
Yeah, I did, too.
Yeah. He's a good man.
Yeah.
You got angry at me that night. You had venom.
Who did?
You. And that wasn't even my fault. That was not even my fault.
Oh.
People might be interested in hearing that story. Oh, tell me that. We were doing a show at the Palace Theater with Bobby Heenan.
How many years ago?
Oh, more than that.
12, 13?
Maybe
15?
16.
Wow. Yeah, I can't remember all the whole story.
Well, you tried to take it out on me. That's all that you need to know. And that was another one of those cases where it wasn't my fault.
I can't remember the whole story, but...
Go ahead and tell the story.
I can't remember how...
Well, you know why you were angry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just angry because I had to wear this stupid tuxedo.
Who wanted to wear a tuxedo? Nobody told you to wear a tuxedo.
I had to.
Who?
You told me.
I did not tell you to
your
wear a tuxedo.
Your venom came out.
No, I did not tell you to wear a tuxedo.
You said, you better wear this out in the audience or you ain't coming out.
I did not. I said, why do you want to wear a tuxedo? I said, I wanted you to wear the goofy costume that you wore at the first show that went over well.
I should have. Because a tuxedo was a bad idea for me. I am not a dress-up kind of person.
Because you wear your pants low-slung. And the woman measured the tuxedo where you're supposed to wear your pants, and you wore your pants low slung, so the tuxedo did not fit.
No, I even tried to do a clip to my breast. The pants were clipped to my breast. I'm serious.
Oh, Lord.
people.
I tried to put them on.
Oh, dear.
It was horrible. I am not. Like,
now, most people would have just said chest. You said you just went right out with it. I can't even see straight anymore. Oh, I hope the people at that party out there at the party didn't hear this. Gee whiz.
Oh, they're out there cracking up, I think. They heard it on the radio out there.
So what happened?
I got majored for a... I've never been majored in my life because I don't dress up. You know me. I always dress like the state, you always say.
That's right. Dress like the state.
And I never dress up. And so we go in this tuxedo place. She's like, come on, we got to go. And I've never been majored.
I did not...
Oh, you did me.
I did. I told you to wear the costume from the first show.
And I'm glad,
I have no idea why you wanted to wear a tuxedo.
I got to say this. I'm glad you never got married because I know it's going to be your best man. And
oh, that's
I
not true.
And then I would have.
Where'd you hear that?
We already talked about that.
Pump the brakes. When did it? What?
I don't know. Years and years ago.
I was engaged at one point.
Yeah, and I was going to be your best man.
No, but no, you were not going to be my best man.
Well, your brother was.
No, my brother. Oh, please. No. No, I don't think my brother was invited. I certainly wouldn't have been my best man.
No, your brother Terry is going to be your...
I didn't even know Terry man. Then.
Oh. Or Adam. No, you didn't know Adam either.
Go ahead.
So anyway, I don't like to dress up, so that's what happened. They majored me completely wrong. And
normal.
No, it's wrong. I don't think that lady knew what she was doing.
Yeah, oh, she'd only fitted probably 1,800 people with tuxedos. She had no idea what she was doing.
Not a big guy like me, ever.
You wore the pants in the improper position.
It was all I know is I was scarred for life.
Well, I don't know what. Why was this my fault?
I don't know, because you didn't wait. You just went on without me.
What do you want me to do, stop the show? Hold on, we got a tuxedo emergency. We'll be back here in about 20 minutes. Stop man. This whole performance.
It was a horrible experience. I don't even want to relive that experience.
Too late. We already did.
I know. Now you just brought bad memories up.
I enjoyed it.
I know you did. You laughed at me.
Do you have a 4th of July memory from years gone by?
Oh, God. Probably. I remember years and years ago. You know, I grew up in Marion here, and we used to go wash them every when I was little. And
I wash my clothes on a washing board
every day.
There you go.
You know the what was it called? Food Town? Was it Food Town?
At the in Fort Park. Sure.
We used to sit in that parking lot and wait on them till they let them off.
We'll be watching fireworks tomorrow again. How many years have you and I and Terry and the other colleagues who will be there tomorrow at the event sat around and watched fireworks?
This is my first time, actually, I think.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think I came to the live.
Oh, we've watched fireworks before.
Where?
I remember one time you had a lot of Taco Bell and there were some fireworks going on in the yard.
I don't think that'd be fireworks.
Well, that was something. I know my grass was dead for a long time. Like a year. It was all brown outside. It's I don't know brown. What that was all about.
Chocolate brown. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. I don't know. But
it
yeah.
was awful. Stunk.
Stunk.
Oh, heavy. Heavy duty.
Heavy duty. So, what do you like about 4th of July?
I mean,
do you have any memories?
Not that I can think of.
You don't have any memories?
No, I remember.
Because you grew up in Farrah Park.
I don't know what that means, but
I
sure.
Mean, you should see them all the time from your house. We used to watch them on your roof. Remember that?
I never watched fireworks. We were never much into fireworks.
At your house there in Farrah Park, we used to climb up on the roof and watch them.
I never was on the roof.
Well,
never.
Who was I with?
Wasn't me.
Maybe your brother. Maybe it was your brother.
My brother?
I think it was.
I guarantee you, if we ask my mother, she will tell you nobody was ever on the roof.
Ask her.
No.
Or ask her tomorrow.
We'll ask, how much you want to bet?
Yes, I know
we were. I live there. How much you want to bet?
We were. Seriously, we were.
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were. I'm telling you.
If there had been you on the roof, there would have been a skylight. You got to think about these things. We gotta state the facts.
What are you trying to do? You're trying to fall through?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying.
I wasn't that big back in those days.
Yeah, you probably were only, 400 or 500 pounds back then? That's all. You were a baby. That's before you really started to get into it. Oh, folks, the broadcast is went south. Somewhere on, you know, Jeff Ruth could be dead right now. He's walking home. I don't know. Hopefully a car didn't hit him or something.
It takes me 50 minutes to
Well, he's probably just about home now.
Yeah. Wow.
I feel awful.
Yeah.
What if you go home and there's like a pizza?
A pizza?
Yeah, road pizza.
Oh, no, he lives on the opposite side of me.
Oh, well, drive by over and make sure he got home okay. All right, folks, we're getting in the home stretch here. If you have something to say, you're just about out of time. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The big 3rd of July special here on WWGH Radio. Red, white, and blue all night long. And, boy, do we have a panel of very special people out there. In
it's
the
trimming
locker.
Down out there now. They keep getting bored. Down.
Well, they're partying. Yeah. I hear the kazoos.
Kazoos going off.
What a holiday it's been. I wonder if Chip's still out there listening.
You forgot to go pick him up.
Well, I'm sorry. I was busy doing a show.
I don't think any of these people out there want to go pick him up either.
Well, the party will go on all night. I'm telling you, it's one of those things. It's just a party galore.
With all the... Some of the stars didn't show up tonight, by the way.
But there are some out there.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be on the radio, though.
No. They wanted to keep
That's
it...
okay.
Keep it on the
it's
down low.
It's kind of like the anniversary party.
Keep it on the down low.
Keep it on the down low.
Yeah. So what are we having tomorrow for lunch?
Food. We're having food.
What kind of food?
Oh, all kinds.
Are you cooking again?
Food galore.
Are you cooking again?
You have a problem with my cooking?
I felt ill last time.
I felt ill when you showed up. Second you walked in the door, I got a little green around the gills.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
All I know is tomorrow's going to be in the 90s. Better have that.
Do you understand we're having a great crowd tomorrow? Do you know who's going to be there?
Yes.
Do you know the group? Do you know this wonderful assemblage
and that's
of people
why,
tomorrow?
That's why I say you better have that air cranked up for these people.
We're all going to get together and sing the Declaration of Independence, and we're going to go over and tip over a statue.
No, we're not going to tip over a statue.
Do we have any statues we could tip over in town?
No, I don't think we have any famous ones, do we?
I know.
Or I don't think we have any, like... ones that need to be knocked down. I guess that's the new that's
none
the new
of them
life.
Are on the list?
No.
Darn it.
That's the new life now. If you don't like the statue, just knock it over. Well,
you know, I think that's nice, though. Isn't it nice that people are taking things into their own hands now? We don't need to call people anymore. Just do it yourself.
Do it yourself. Why not?
Knock it over.
Oh, geez.
Did you see the one in Columbus they put the handprints on?
Yeah, what?
What was that about?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. People like that need to get arrested and locked up for life.
There's going to be a lot of red in the jail.
No, oh, I'm telling you. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's okay to protest, but, you know, do protesting with peaceful. You know what I mean? Peaceful for... You don't have to go out there and vandalize stuff and...
I don't know why they're doing
our
that.
Our tax dollar is paying for that, you know? There's like that one in Columbus. They had to clean it all off. Who paid that city guy? Our taxes. Well... Whoever lives in the city of Columbus.
I don't know. Why didn't they just put a mask on it? Nobody would know the statue.
I don't know. People have no common sense. It's the problem. No common sense.
I used to like a good statue. I always thought we should have had a statue here in Marion.
Maybe we should put a statue of you up in Marion.
Oh, put a statue of me up. Yeah. Where?
Here in WWGH.
Right in the studio?
Yeah, we'll put it right there in the wall. Right against that wall there. We'll have one made up.
A statue.
Yes.
Of doing me doing what?
Holding the microphone.
Holding the microphone.
Yeah. And we'll have that's Charlie Evers right beside you.
That's my whole life.
And we'll make one for Charlie Evers. Charlie Evers needs one. Hey, Marion.
Where are we going to put it?
I don't know. What if we could put it over by the arena? His name after him. Think they would let us do it?
What, do we even do statues anymore?
I don't know. Trophies and More might do a statue for us.
I thought they did plaques.
Well, it's called Trophies and More.
Yeah, so they statues? Do statues?
I think so.
They could carve a statue over there?
I believe.
What about Stitch and Fix?
You didn't think it was a
Stitch? I never been to Stitch and Fix.
Well, I tell you, Stitch and Fix used to be over another location, and they moved there on 309 by the... They share the same building of the... what's that place we went to see Strickland?
VFW.
Yeah, VFW. Yeah. It's like right on the other side.
What is it? It picks your clothes?
Yeah, if you have like a hole or if you want something sewed. Or I think they do dry cleaning there too. I think.
Remember when people used to get their stuff dry cleaned? Nobody does that anymore.
I think your coat needs dry cleaned. Your
I think your face needs dry cleaned.
No, seriously, your sports coat.
Why are
coat.
You coming at me?
No, I'm just saying your sports coat needs to be cleaned.
For what?
It's all wrinkly.
The ventilator stopped. Ain't long now.
Ain't long now. I thought I was going to last a half hour, but I guess it's like...
Thank goodness we're in the last 9 minutes.
Yeah, exactly right.
We've only got about 10 minutes of oxygen left.
I'll be gone.
Well, we've had a great, 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 great 3rd of July.
That's right. What is it? 4th of July Eve.
Independence Day Eve.
Yeah, Independence Day Eve.
You know, and it's for all the people who fought to make this country a free, independent place.
But now we need to start over again and make it independent and free again because I think we're going backwards. With all this protesting and stuff.
What are you talking about?
All this protesting
stuff. Oh, get over the protesting. People are allowed to protest. That's life. We are allowed to protest.
But you know what? We should not be allowed to do what...
You can lean all this way all you want. I don't care. Beat the desk up. I don't... You know, this is not going to change my mind. Go ahead.
I don't think we should... I don't think they should...
She's
do you believe...
leaned over on the table.
Do you...
His pants were up to... Oh, man. His pants were up to his chest there again. Okay, go ahead.
No, I mean, think about it. I mean, you got brains. You're smart. You have smarts.
Thank you.
Think about it. I mean, do you really honestly believe all this people that go around and vandalize
stuff? I don't see
stuff?
It. I don't see it.
You do too see it.
Well, I don't see it here.
Well, go downtown Columbus. Well,
why would I do
down
that?
There on High Street.
Why do I do that? Why would I do that?
I'm just saying, it's there.
I don't need to.
It's happening.
Well, that's their problem.
No, it's everybody's problem.
Not my problem.
It is everybody's problem. If nobody gets together and they fix the issue, then it's not going to, you know, it's everybody's problem. Not just
if
one.
Somebody shows up in my neighborhood tomorrow vandalizing, I'll tell them to get out.
They come knocking on your door?
If they, yeah, sure. If they try to do that red hen thing in my neighborhood, they'll have to go.
Did you say red hen?
Red hands.
Oh, red hands. Yeah.
What do you think I said?
Red hen? I don't know.
Red hen?
I guess I'm getting tired. I passed my bedtime.
Hasn't, you know, tomorrow, what should we do to celebrate the 4th with this group? What's wrong with your glasses?
There's nothing wrong with my glasses.
Oh, it must have been your eye. Okay, so what are you
You're making fun of my eye again.
What, you got that? There's something wrong with your glasses, I'm telling you.
There's nothing wrong with my glasses.
It looks funny.
No, there's
take
not,
a picture.
There's nothing wrong with my glasses.
Anyway. Yeah, take a look at how you look right now. You look ridiculous. Thank goodness this isn't on television.
I don't go on television.
There you go. Look at yourself.
There's nothing wrong with my eyes.
It looks strange.
Why does it look strange? They're better than your glasses.
Well, that's not what people say.
There's something wrong with your glasses.
You know, you're talking to a microphone, this is called radio.
I know. I was trying.
Oh.
I was trying.
Man, I'm alive.
Oh, man. It's a time to go now.
Will you relax? We got 5 minutes left to go here.
I'm on low fuel. I had to work all day today.
What do you think I was doing?
Well, playing around.
You're playing around. If you want to call, this is your last shot. Let me tell you, we're down to the 5-minute mark. 740-383-9944. I hope you enjoyed this 3 hours of entertainment.
I certainly didn't.
Well, you've been laughing hysterically.
I know. Yeah, I liked it. I was just joking. It was a good time.
You remind me of Ruth Kelly.
No.
The late Ruth Kelly.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Really?
You look like her.
I do?
A little bit.
No, actually, I think I had a good time.
She could never wear a tuxedo either.
Oh, would you stop? No, I really had a good time. You know, what else would I be doing at home right now?
Nothing.
Yeah, so.
Zero.
Right.
So where would you rate this on a scale of 1 to 10?
I think it was about a 7.
A 7. And you've heard the regular show that goes here on Friday night. What do you think of that show?
It's good.
Is it a 7?
Probably about a 6.5, 7.
So you think this was just in that neighborhood?
Yeah, probably about the same.
I thought we had a lot of fun here tonight.
Yeah. Had a great time. Laughter is the best medicine in the world.
Right. And yes. Since, well, like at 8:30 tonight, you had what? A massive heart attack.
What? When?
You did tonight.
I did?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, I thought you did. What was that shooting pain you had in your arm earlier on?
Shooting pain in my arm? Who said that? You did. Oh, you got you.
Did you forget that? You got amnesia.
Oh, man.
You got one of those shooting pains.
Why is your eyes so puffy?
Your puffy?
Eyes, yeah, your eyes are all puffy.
I was crying earlier on.
This guy's ears never cry.
I knew you were coming, and I was bawling my eyes out before you came.
Oh, well, man.
That is not true, though, that I never cry.
Oh. You had the worst tragedy in your life that anybody can go through. You know, you have no tears.
Well, you know what? That's life.
Well, I'm just saying. If that doesn't take tears out of your body, then what else would?
Did you expect to see tears?
Yeah, I did.
And what'd you get?
None.
None. I got him gave a speech.
You did.
Can't stop me.
No, you do all the speeches. I don't know
how I got that job.
You do speeches. You did speeches for my uncle, too.
I did.
Yeah, well, you wasn't there to do the speech, but you said
that. I sent a note. Well, there's your ventilator. Thank goodness.
Oh, yes, I feel better now.
I forgot that I sent a letter to your... Because your uncle really didn't have a funeral. He had a cookout.
He had a memorial.
I never heard of that. It was at a cookout.
Yeah, I mean, his ashes are nothing was there.
And I said, I'm not going to that thing. It's ridiculous. But I sent along a note.
You did. It was a good note.
And it was read at the cookout. And what happened?
Everybody broke down.
Oh, they broke down.
They did.
I didn't even have to show up.
Yeah. I didn't break down, but there's a lot of everybody did.
Well, because I said some nice things.
You said some nice things.
I'm going to start sending notes to funerals.
And you said, you're going to send letters to weddings, too.
Yeah, that's right. That was very popular.
You're a very popular person.
Sorry, I can't make it to this wedding. I'll make it to the next one. Why is that a bad thing to say?
Well, I don't think... Because most couples, when they're just getting married for the first time, they're hoping they never get a divorce.
Well, hope in one hand and you know what in the other.
See which one comes first.
So I can't be in charge of that.
That's right. I mean, marriages, they come and go all the time.
They do. People are flimsy in their marriage proposals.
I thought by getting my license so I could marry people.
For what?
I just think it'd be a good idea to do it.
You can't speak. Who would want to get married by a person who has a lisp? It'd be like getting married by Daffy Duck. The bride and groom would have spit all over him by the time it was over. Do you take the groom to be your wedded wife? I mean, who wants to hear that? That's not a thing.
Good, I like that.
Good, I know. Good. Well, you want to end high.
Heaven high.
Heaven high. That's right. Well, we want to thank Thunderbolt Patterson for calling
That's
in
right.
tonight. We want to thank Jeff Ruth for joining us for this big broadcast of 2020. And we want to dedicate this to the memory of the legendary Hugh Downs, who was on my show so many times. Passed away yesterday at the age of 99.
99 years old.
What are the odds the host of 2020 would die in 2020?
Yeah.
I know.
That is it.
So what do you want to leave the audience with on this 4th of July Eve?
Well, just be safe tomorrow. If you are traveling during this pandemic, please wear your mask. Stay safe. Don't spread these germs to everybody else. And, God bless the universe.
Do you work for the CDC? What is that? That wasn't a 4th of July message at all. What do you do? Work for the health department? It's supposed to be a 4th of July message.
What? You don't want to spread the, you don't say you don't want to spread the,
God.
What? I said God bless everybody. God bless the
Here's
universe.
What you say, okay?
Go ahead. You do.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Come on, AP Award.
Yeah, thank you. No. For all the people who fought in the Revolutionary War and gave their lives for this country and all the years that we've had the red, white, and blue and all the states that we've had and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, remember that this country is about freedom and liberty for all and justice for all. And we thank people like Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and John Adams and James Monroe. And we thank them all for everything they did, and we want to wish you, the listeners, a very, 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 very happy and safe 4th of July holiday. And we hope you all come back on Monday now, you hear?
That was a good speech, though.
Of course it was.
Yeah, I have
to. You want to tell people how to, like, what, give themselves a colonoscopy or something now? Another health department speech?
What is wrong with you?
No, I'm just
of
saying.
Of all things.
No, I'm just saying the pandemic, you know, the state's getting worse.
This is the 4th of July.
I understand, but we still got to be cautious.
Okay, good. Be cautious.
Yeah, be cautious.
But have fun.
Have fun.
All right. Everybody have
I am headed to the dugout. Good night. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
This is Scott Spears for all of us at WWGH News saying have a great night.
What was it like to sit next to Dick Cheney?
Uncomfortable.
Do you like a Jeb Bush or a Christie as far as, is that good competition for her or tough?
I think she can beat the pants off of both of them. But, you know, I mean, when Ted Cruz announced, everybody, the Democrats were like, oh, bring it on, baby. It's been nice talking.
Joy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
A man who's had a long relationship.